This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
On today's show, ladies and gentlemen too, learn how to release menstrual-grade cravings through simple TORDS techniques. Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're accessing and adjusting the control panel of your mind, body, spirit system, bringing ease and joy to your weight loss journey and fullness to the rest of your life. As you may know by now, Inside Out Weight Loss is about healing the causes, changing the whole reason that you want to overeat in the first place. Overeating and under-exercising are symptoms. They're symptoms of something going on beneath the surface. It's no accident that you overeat or under-exercise. You're getting something out of it. And unless we address those causes, what makes you want to eat more than your body needs in the first place, you can do all sorts of diets and behavior change programs, but eventually you'll get tired. Your willpower will run out. Remember those New Year's resolutions? If you aren't still going strong with them, it's because you're still getting something out of the behavior that you were trying to change. And how do you change that? By addressing the causes. And that's what we do here at Inside Out Weight Loss. We go deep down and release the reason that you want to eat more than your body needs in the first place. The reason that you may not want to take great care of you. And replace it with inner alignment, with you naturally preferring to eat the right amount of food to make your body feel great. How about this? With you getting more fun out of living a naturally slender lifestyle than you ever had sneaking around and being bad. Can you tell I speak from experience? Yes, I was a cupcake stuffer. I had fat frenzies, and I have lived to tell the tale and to be your guide to end the struggle. Let's take a moment to drop inside and become present. In this moment, in the fullness of this very moment now, we can let go of thoughts of the past, of guilt, of thoughts of our journey or our story. We can also release to the future any fears, concerns, thoughts, to-do lists, and whatever else might be floating around your brain. Let the future drift further forward and let the past drift further back as you expand into the experience of this moment within your body, perhaps taking a deep breath in and riding the wave of this inhalation down deep into your torso region, where you simply notice the deepest level of experience available to you now. Simply noticing what is. Do you feel sensations? Do you feel movement? Temperature? What's there? Loop any stray thoughts that might be floating through your mind right back down into this experience. Physical sensation. Breath that carries in fresh energy and releases what's no longer needed. Perhaps you'd like to allow each breath and each exhalation to carry away what you no longer need from the past. Old patterns, old feelings, old hurts. And each inhalation brings in a fresh canvas, the new, energy, light, possibility. Experiences to be dreamed and created by you. On today's episode, I'd like to talk to you about menstrual mayhem and weight loss. This question has come up to me several times in the past, many times in the past, in fact. And I'd even like to address any men who are listening, because although you don't experience menstrual mayhem, you may experience mood swings. You may experience times when you feel your cravings are out of control. And what we'll talk about today will apply to those situations as well. So male listeners out there know I'm thinking of you too. Today's topic was inspired by a question I got from Sarah on Facebook. So just think, if you send me a message on Facebook or to Renee at personallifemedia.com, know that I may answer your question in a whole Inside Out weight loss episode. Here's Sarah's question. She writes, "Dear Renee, I've been listening to your show for a long time now, and since January 1st, 2009, I've lost 74 pounds total so far using the Naturally Slender eating strategy. Can I just say, woohoo, how awesome is that? I just love to hear that. That is so great." She continues, "I was a professional dieter, calorie counter, overly strenuous exerciser, and have had an eating disorder in my past, and this is the best method ever. Thank you so much. But I have a problem, and I wonder if I'm alone or not. I have really grasped the Naturally Slender eating strategy. I really learned to recognize and connect to my inner self and give myself and my body the care and love I deserve. I have learned to love giving the gift of exercise to myself and the feeling that follows a good workout. I'm on top of the world, so much happier, and am even in a much better mood on a regular basis." And she puts this sentence in all caps. She writes, "I can walk right past a cupcake without any desire to eat it at all. I used to think people who could resist the chips and dip at a party were so weird. And now I'm one of them. This is the best and healthiest relationship I've ever had with food. But," also in caps, "then comes that one frustrating week of my menstrual cycle. And then it's like everything I've learned and all my new behaviors have somehow been abducted by aliens. And then all I can think of is salty, greasy food, chocolate cake, popcorn, chips, etc. And binging on them as I find myself crying over strange commercials and getting angry at really absurd times. It's like mental torture all day long. It's like the exhausting tug of war battle in my mind has returned. Yuck. I try to go over the thoughts stating what I'd rather do or feel like later. I try to remind myself of my towards and away from motivators. Ugh. But I usually end up losing. I literally feel like the devil is on one shoulder whispering in my ear about binging, and you and your eating strategy and everything I learned are whispering in the other ear about all the benefits of choosing the right choice. It's my hardest struggle during this whole experience. Thank you so much, Sarah." And thank you, Sarah, for writing that really great question. And also, congratulations on your fantastic success. It's actually time to take a break now, and I'll answer Sarah's question in some detail after the break. You're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss on Personal Life Media. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and we'll be right back. Attention Inside Out Weight Loss listeners, wouldn't it be cool to have Inside Out Weight Loss in written form, especially in a workbook format, including all of the homework assignments, complete with space to fill it out, advancing you on your journey? Now you can. The Inside Out Weight Loss Workbook, covering the key foundational episodes 1 through 18, is now available. In fact, Chapter 1 is available absolutely for free. Just go to reneemethod.com, reneemethod.com, and download your free chapter. And if you'd like to buy the entire workbook, it'll cost you less than a few lattes. So just go to www.reneemethod.com and check it out. We're back now. Before the break, I read Sarah's question about how she's doing so great except for that 1 week around her menstrual cycle when everything gets thrown out the window. Interestingly, Sarah mentions towards and away from motivators. Towards motivation being that which you are drawn towards, something that pulls you towards it, and away from, something that you want to run the heck away from, like your pants not buttoning. And you may remember from the earlier episodes, it's really best to have a combination of away from and towards motivation to take you the distance. Because once your pants button again, once your jeans fit, even if they're your fat jeans, if you don't have something to pull you towards it to get into your skinny jeans, then you'll never go the distance. So you want to build up in your mind and your experience something that is so appealing it pulls you all the way towards it. That could be your skinny jeans, or it could even be something like a way that you want to be during the day, a state of being, a relaxation around food, for example. A comfort simply being in yourself. Now, interestingly, just as there are towards and away from motivators, there are towards and away from ways of dealing with stuff that comes up in our lives. This just occurred to me today, in fact, as I was reading Sarah's question and thinking about how I'd answer it. I realized that there are two ways to deal with these uncomfortable feelings that come up, in her case, around her menstrual cycle. We can move towards those feelings, or we can move away from those feelings. So let's start by talking about away from, moving away from the pain, moving away from the craving or the desire to eat. That, in fact, is our natural inclination to get the heck out of Dodge when things start feeling yucky. So how do we do that? How do we get away from those crazy cravings? Well, by eating often, I'm afraid, quote unquote, giving into them. That'll make the discomfort of the moment go away. You get a little bit of pleasure and then you trade it in for a new and improved discomfort that lasts much longer. So that's one way to move away from the discomfort. Another way that we all try desperately, I know I did, is distracting ourselves. You know how parents do with little kids or teachers do it with little kids? The kid is crying over something and you dangle the new fancy toy in front of the child and the child forgets about whatever it was that was bothering it. Well, let's face it. We do this with ourselves all the time. We think, oh gosh, you know, I'm going to go knit. I'm going to go call a friend or take a bath. This is what the magazines tell us to do. Brush your teeth. That's always a good one, but I can tell you that in the face of a really serious craving, the minty fresh in your mouth ain't going to do it. Because let's get real about the kind of cravings we're talking about here. We're not talking about, oh gosh, I kind of fancy having a little snack right now. It'd be nice. No, we're talking about freight train cravings. In your face, knock you upside the head cravings. So if you're going to do an away from, it better be a pretty heavy duty one. Oh yeah, other substances work too. That's why people who have cigarette cravings, when they stop smoking, sometimes they start eating. Or alcoholics will smoke or eat because that's a way to get away from their cravings for alcohol or whatever they happen to be addicted to. If you're lucky, you can upgrade your addictions. You know, moving from heroin to cigarettes is probably a pretty good trade-off. But honestly, there's got to be a better way, don't you think? So I'm trying to think of an away-from solution that actually delivers lasting results, and I can't come up with anything at this point. So then I think about, well, what about a towards solution to this kind of craving, the hit-you-upside-the-head craving? The hormonal tsunami kind of craving. And certainly, instinctively, you really are not wanting to go towards it. I get that. Just think about how much energy we put into running the heck away. Towards seems so counterintuitive. It seems horrific, in fact. But, as you might guess, it is, in fact, the one that works and provides lasting change. And there's a whole array of different types of towards motivation. For example, moving towards your pain. If you think about mindfulness meditation, that's getting a lot of attention these days. It's very popular. A lot of research is happening about it, proving how effective it is. And what is mindfulness meditation? So many types of meditation, in fact, are simply sitting and being with what is, noticing thoughts that arrive and being okay with them. We could even experiment with this right now. The first step is to think of a craving or an unpleasant feeling and notice where you feel it physically within your body. Now, if you find it in your head or in your mouth, find out where it was before it was there, because feelings, emotions, all originate somewhere in your torso. They don't start in your head. They actually start in your body. Thoughts start in your head, but feelings start in your body. And feelings often precede thoughts. So notice the dimensions of the physical feeling, the craving, the discomfort. How big a space does this feeling take up? Where is it in your torso? Is there a temperature to it? Is it constant or moving in some way? Is it expanding or contracting? And then simply breathe right into it. Just be with it. After all, it's just a feeling. Just like hunger is just a feeling. Your life is not in danger. You're safe. You're well. Survival is virtually guaranteed. You're okay. And you may find as you experiment with this technique that the deeper you go into the heart of it, the more that it dissolves or fades away. It's facing your fears, your biggest enemies, and realizing that you can accept them all just as they are. Maybe there isn't even any substance to them. Experiment and see what you find. Other techniques that we've talked about in this program are also towards approaches. Doing a guided journey like the sabotage self-sabotage journey is a towards approach because it seeks to understand and acknowledge the part of you that wants to overeat in the first place. It's going towards that part. It's seeking to understand. Emotional freedom technique, or EFT, or tapping as I often call it, is also going towards in a safe environment because you have the tapping and the speaking, but what makes it work is the actual feeling of the uncomfortable feeling, bringing it up while you're doing the tapping. You're going towards it. When I take someone back in their past to address an old belief, we're going towards the feeling there. We're actually going towards the time when the feeling was created. So again, the away from, I can't really think of a time that doesn't do anything but either make the problem worse or postpone it. Going towards the pain, going towards the feeling, is the way that we grow. It is the way that we release these issues. Now, let's go back for a moment and talk about the hormonal typhoon that can happen during the premenstrual days. And what Sarah said in her question was quite interesting. She said that she's been using the Naturally Slender eating strategy, which is a series of steps, as you may know from the earlier podcast, about thinking about how food will make you feel over time and choosing the path of most pleasure when you make those decisions. That strategy, however, is a behavior change technique. We're addressing causes. We're going a little bit beneath the surface, but we're not going super deep. That's why we have other episodes in this program that are dedicated to cultivating unconditional self-acceptance, to establishing that solid foundation, that fertile, rich soil upon which these behavior change techniques can take root and grow. Because in Sarah's case, she's finding that when her hormones go crazy, she starts to have those cravings again. It suggests to me that there are some limiting beliefs, there are some underlying issues that are up to be resolved. And in fact, the cravings that she experiences during her cycle are beautiful pointers. They're really nice, clear, obvious pointers that will take her right to the cause, the underlying issue that's going on. Maybe she has feelings of worthlessness, of not being good enough, of being unacceptable. And again, using this technique of going towards the discomfort will both give her insight and will allow her to release those underlying issues. In fact, the way you feel during your menstrual period can be an indication of how deep you've made these changes. It's going to help you be more thorough, to do an even deeper job that, by the way, will last a lifetime. So use the issues, the anxieties that come up during this time of the month to point you to go towards the underlying causes that, as you release them now, will create a beautiful peace and more of that wonderful experience that you have the rest of the month. And because you have it the rest of the month, it will happen even easier than if you were starting from scratch, if that makes sense. Woohoo! Towards and away from coping mechanisms or ways to deal with stuff that comes up. How cool is that? That brings us to the end of our show today. Thank you for being present. Please know that there's a thriving Yahoo group built around Inside Out Weight Loss. It's listener-run and completely free. You can find a link at my blog at personallifemedia.com/Renee, R-E-N-E-E. I hope to see you there. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and I am on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet, enabling you to develop and share your abundant soul's gifts. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves. Take good care.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.